Good evening, it's time to look at local and area news. I'm David Coy. No one is injured following a close call semi-crash in Pike County yesterday evening. Illinois State Police, 48-year-old Masek Skaleski of Lake Villa, was traveling eastbound on Interstate 72 in a truck-tractor semi-trailer combination near milepost 21 just outside of Barrie when the crash occurred shortly before 5:30 p.m. Preliminary investigation reports indicate that Skaleski claimed that the front driver's seat tire of his semi blew out and caused him to lose control of the vehicle. State police say the semi left the roadway on the left before crossing over the grass median and eventually crossing through the westbound traffic lanes, narrowly avoiding oncoming traffic. Reports claim the semi then left the interstate on the north side of the roadway and eventually overturned before coming to a rest on its side in a field north of I-72. Crews from the Barrie Fire Department and Pike County Ambulance responded to the scene just east of Barrie. State police reports highlight an equipment malfunction, Galeski's driver's side tire blowing out, as the cause of the accident, and no injuries were reported. According to preliminary information from Illinois State Police, the incident remains under investigation at this time. More state lawmakers from West Central Illinois are commenting on the budget proposal delivered by Governor Bruce Rauner yesterday. State Senator Sam McCann of Plainview represents Illinois' 50th district in the central part of the state, as well as Jacksonville. Though he won't appear on the March primary ballot, Senator McCann is still paying close attention to the developments taking place at the state capitol. McCann says that while he doesn't view the governor's budget as flawless, his proposal comes closer to being balanced than budget proposals in past years.
Well, this is the governor's fourth try and the final one of this term, and it did sound a little more like a campaign speech than a budget address, but I guess for a man who's in the fight of his life politically in a primary and then presumably for a general, I suppose he can be forgiven for that. That being said, I will give him credit for this. I think this attempt has come closer to being balanced than any of the previous three, but I don't think it is quite balanced. You know, it presumes a lot of things, and it works with a lot of smoke and mirrors.
McCann explains that there are aspects of Rauner's proposal that he agrees with, as well as others he doesn't agree with. Similar to other area politicians, McCann points to potentially raising property taxes as a result of Rauner's push to shift teacher pension costs to the local level.
One of the things that I cannot support is the cost shift, the teachers' pensions cost shift from normal state revenues to local districts, because I think it's hypocritical of the governor. It would be hypocritical of anyone who's agreed with him that property taxes need to be frozen, if not reduced, and I feel that pain along with everyone else. But now when we push that down on the locals, that means property taxes are necessarily going to have to increase exponentially to cover that cost.
Senator McCann also says he finds hypocrisy in the governor's budget proposal because of the possibility of raising property taxes.
And so for a man, I'm talking about the governor, who has campaigned for the last 5 years on freezing and reducing property taxes, I think it's hypocritical to force school districts and thusly local property taxpayers to pay the highest ever property tax bill they will probably ever receive because of it.
Under Governor Rauner's plan, school districts and universities would begin to pay their own pension costs. This realignment of the state's pension costs would be phased in over the next 4 years in 25% increments per year. A full look at your forecast is coming up next. A reminder that Bulletin News is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, just visit us online at weai.com.